to the Derry Township Board of Supervisors meeting for Tuesday, October 22nd. It's approximately 7:05. This board met in executive session to discuss HR and legal issues. So calling this meeting to order. Our first order of business is the Pledge of Allegiance. So if everyone could please stand, we'll offer the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Mr. Christman, if you wouldn't mind taking the roll.
Certainly. Supervisor Zamuda?
Here.
Supervisor Corrado?
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
Supervisor Giovanello?
Here.
And Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
There are five present, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Okay, just a reminder, our first order of business is to open up for visitor and public comment. Before we do that, I just want to remind everybody that our meetings are recorded so that we can create accurate minutes. So when you come to the podium, if you wish to do so, make sure that you say your name and your address so that we have it for the record. And you're welcome to kind of move that microphone around so that you're comfortable speaking. And with that, I will open up the first option for visitor public comment. So please come on up. Diane?
My name's Martha Mannix. I live at 1169 Galway Court in Homestown. And I'm here to represent the close to 200 aqua-sized participants who are petitioning for the elimination of the extraneous fee for ticket and water. I'm asking for the fee to be waived for people holding the Dairy Township Community Center membership. We already have paid a significant fee to utilize the facility. Why is water exercise different than the 20-some other exercise classes offered with membership? I'm extremely disappointed in Dairy Township's non-support of the aqua-sized classes. I previously sent letters to Zach Jackson and Michael Corrado stating my frustration. We joined the community center exclusively for these classes as per our physician's recommendations, but they've become unaffordable. My husband is a retired military veteran and is covered under TRICARE, which does not offer silver snookers. Each year we have paid $400 each to join. If we would participate in two classes per week, which is the minimum of what our doctors have advised, that would be an extra $10 a week for each of us, which is an additional $1,040 added to our $800 we already paid to join. That's $1,840 per year for just two classes per week. We are retired citizens on a fixed income. I received a letter back to me from Mr. Jackson in response to our letter. I quote, "As I am sure you are aware, pools are extremely expensive to construct, maintain, and staff. Unfortunately, we do have to charge a nominal fee to offset these costs. As you can see from my figures, this nominal fee can become unaffordable for those of us trying to better our health. To anyone outside of Dairy Township with whom I've discussed this issue, their initial thought is that the cost is for the instructor. Nope, land exercise instructors are paid the same, no extra charge for their classes. And some of the classes have their own equipment also that's supported by the community. Their second thought is that, oh, the fee must be for the lifeguards. Now again, lifeguards are hired for the pool regardless of water classes. Is the cost of charging for these classes really offsetting the cost of maintaining a community swimming pool paid for by mostly senior citizens? Is it making that big a difference? To me, this is a ridiculous notion.
Thank you, Martha.
Hello, I'm Linda Weller. I live at 75 Yarden Road, Hershey. I was one of the first people that signed up for AquaFit and joined the rec center when it opened. And there was quite a few people there, and we were not paying a fee. We all assumed that it was free when we got our memberships. And then they started adding a fee. And then I saw some of the women who were much older than me that really liked and benefited from the class had to turn away. They could not afford that $5 for each class. And to add to that, they all mentioned the cost. I don't need to go into that again. But just recently, many of us have learned that Highmark has dropped silver sneakers. Now, this is going to add an extra burden in that people will not be able to pay the $400. Many of them were there with silver sneakers and was paying the $520. But now without silver sneakers, it's going to be $1,000-something. So you're going to lose a lot of members. And my understanding and calling today is they will not accept the new Highmark plan that they are offering us to use in place of silver sneakers. So that is one of my personal situations. And I, too, am one of those that cannot do the heavy weights I have a medical condition with my spine, and Aquafit was recommended by my doctors. It is working terrific. I've been doing it for a couple years and a big improvement, but I can't continue to pay this $1,180. And I was one that had the silver sneakers. But I also want to list a few comments that came from some other members who could not make it today. Janet, the fees discourage participation, especially when you need to make multiple class choices. It is not acceptable, this is from an Ann, it is not acceptable to penalize members who want to take the Aquafit classes and discriminate against those that cannot afford the additional fees. We sit in there and we watch people swimming up and down in the laps and are there for an hour and never pay anything. We're just walking around doing exercises and we have to pay. And then additionally, people are on the other side and they're walking around and doing exercises on their own and they're not paying anything. And then you watch through the glass door and there are people lifting weights and they're younger, of course, and they're not paying anything. We're the only ones, our little groups, on Mondays and Wednesdays, are the only ones paying this fee. And then we had Jennifer, I will not renew my membership because of the fee. I cannot afford it. This is Audrey. I'm very disappointed in the rec charging extra fees for a class to members who are already paying to be there. It is not subsidizing the instructor. We do not know what this fee is going to. And Jen, I may consider joining the rec center if I could receive this class as part of my membership. Josie, I don't understand why I'm being charged for something that's supposed to be free for me like everybody else that goes to the rec center. Lori, in charging for these classes, she also feels discriminatory. And then Stephanie was going into the same thing about the costs. And Sharon is the last one. I am sorry I had to leave Aqua classes due to the fee. I joined another gym that it's included in their membership. So that's all that I'm going to share today. I'm not going to repeat some things that were already mentioned.
Thank you, Linda. Okay, is there any of the other, the ladies from, or anyone else from the AquaSize class? Because I would like to say, I would like to have a moment before we bring the next person up, if that's okay. Would you like to come up? Are you coming up about the class? Yes, okay.
My name is Tracy Robinson, and I live at 109 Hallmark North. I moved here from Ephrata, and we had a rec center there. I didn't belong to that one either. Because they offered a card or a partial membership for people who specifically wanted to use the pool for exercise. Here, they had the same type of setup you would. You have the classes, you can go take unlimited classes, and it was just for the pool. It was no problem. I did that, and it was totally different. There is no way I had to stop because last year the reason I moved from Ephrata here was because I owned a house there, had two stories. I needed something with one story because I had bilateral knee surgery last year. So I started using the rec center to get exercise and to try to strengthen my knees. It worked, but then I realized I was paying $80 a week to go to the rec center. I then found through my employer that I could pay $28 a month to go to the gym over here. And though I have to endure the smell of the gym, it's $28 a month. So let's be clear. I could go to the Y and spend the same amount of money as I would do with you.
And
have those same classes included.
Yeah.
It's a little ridiculous for me to paying money for something that I'm already paying for through my taxes and having to pay even more money to be a member. It's kind of ridiculous. I don't think that's fair for especially them who are living on fixed incomes. Currently I'm not, but I probably soon will be if I stay in Derrick County. It's not fair.
Okay, thanks, Drew Tracy. So, Mr. Gamble, did you want to speak on this issue, or can I say, are you speaking on this too?
Is this on?
It's on. Well, we can hear you.
Okay, now can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I'm sitting here listening to these ladies talk about the finances. And I'm a little concerned also because when I was younger, we'd go to the rec center, we'd walk in the door, anything was there we were able to use. Today, you look through the webpage and every other activity requires a fee. What is the purpose of having a membership if you have to pay every time you walk in the door? I'm recommending that maybe you set up a commission to evaluate the finances of the rec center, the extra cost, what caused it, and what can be done to eliminate some of these extra charges. Is it that we overbuild the pool? Did we spend too much money when we built the pool? Or are we forgetting the rec center is for the people of our community? So maybe you ought to take a real strong look at that and do an analysis and compare the prior pool compared to this and what the difference is as far as maintenance and the cost to run. To me, it sounds like you're running a business. And that's what this is, not a business. It's a recreation, something that, like she said, we paid with our tax money for our use. So I wish you would reconsider that. And I support everyone that said, you know, it is a burden for them. And they deserve it. They pay their dues. They should get it for free. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Gamble. What I will say is that I know we've tried to communicate with the group by email, and it is we can't offer everything for free at the recreation center. I shared with, I think it was Connie that I shared the budget with, to show her what taxpayers are spending each year in operating costs and in debt service to operate the pool. We did talk to the Parks and Rec staff, and those classes are not making us money. So it's a nominal fee. We've offered... I wish that we could offer things for free. So why don't we have a conversation offline? What I will say is we understand that costs are high. We understand that people are having a hard time making ends meet. But if we were to make things free at the recreation center, the numbers of this budget would be pushed onto the taxpayers. And most of the taxpayers in our community don't use the community center. Well, I can say at least from my perspective, I had lots of concerns about this community center many years ago. And at this point, we're just trying to make sure that the burden is not completely on the taxpayers. And I understand that there's other facilities that are around. Those are private entities. If things don't work at the community center, we have to raise taxes. And I don't think that any of us are willing to do that. So how about we have this conversation? I know, at least in my email to Connie, I offered some options, and if we could talk about options moving into 2025. Why don't we talk about it after the meeting? I'd be happy to stay. If you ladies would like to stay and talk, I'm happy to talk about the information I sent over to Connie not even a few weeks ago, and I had thought she shared that with the group. Well, and that is true, though. You can go in and use the pool. So if you have a membership, I know she mentioned that people were having a hard time accessing the equipment. We could rectify that issue. We can make sure that the equipment is available so that you ladies can use the equipment in the swimming lanes whenever you wish when the pool is open. We're not stopping. A membership includes the usage of the pool. So all members can go in and use the pool whenever it's open. Well, those are things that maybe we can consider. So why don't we have a conversation offline and see if there's a way that we can come up with something that meets your needs. Okay, is there anyone else that would like to come up for public comment? Okay.
Good evening. My name is Mark Ovsack, and I reside at 147 West Governor Road, Hershey, PA, I am here tonight to express my family's displeasure and concern with the conditions currently existing on West Governor Road relating to Pennsylvania American Water's water main replacement project, which began in early May of this year. Our ears and home are being bombarded day and night with the sounds of shaking, vibration, banging, etc., being caused by vehicles, especially large trucks, hitting all of the uneven, sunken areas of the pavement. This condition has gotten substantially worse since work commenced 5 weeks ago to transfer water services to the new water main. It is particularly severe when the vehicles are traveling at a speed substantially higher than the posted speed limit. We have been very patient and forgiving of these conditions as we understand that some inconvenience was to be expected with this needed work. I had to reach out to Pennsylvania American's representative regarding work that their contractor performed on our property last month when our water service line was transferred to the new water main. I expressed my concern at that time that the slow progress that was taking place with this project would prevent pavement restoration from occurring this year. 5 weeks have passed since I spoke with the project manager, and the settling of the pavement is causing the shaking and vibration to get worse quickly. I contacted the Humblestown Sun yesterday morning to see if they would be willing to take some action to help change our predicament. I did not get a definite answer from them. Later in the day, I again contacted the water company's representative about this issue. He was going to text their contractor's foreman about adding more patch to the ditches' sunken areas, but he did not know how soon they would be able to do so. Most likely later this week. He also gave me an FYI that work would soon be completed on transferring services and miscellaneous pipe work, and that pavement restoration will begin soon after. We are concerned that significant property damage is occurring to our home, as we are seeing new cracks appearing in our ceiling and existing ones getting worse. I would also expect that damage is occurring to our home's foundation. We don't expect that our local leaders will be able or willing to assist us with this issue, and I am here speaking solely in the hope that someone will step forward to assist us. My family has invested considerable time and money on improving and maintaining our home since it was purchased by my parents in July of 1988. Thank you for your time and any possible help with this matter.
Okay, thank you.
I just wanted to address something you said, that you'd be willing to talk to the people after the meeting. The purpose of this meeting is to inform the public, so anything that's discussed should be recorded, and it's on, you're recording it, and should be reflected in the minutes. For those people that aren't here will know what is actually taking place, what decisions are being made. So I think that's improper to say we'll talk to you, quote, off record.
To be clear, I believe what Chairperson Nutt was indicating was she would communicate with them, not the board as a whole, but simply she.
But this is a board matter.
Well, Mr. Gamble, I had emailed a member of their group, and it sounds like they potentially didn't get my email. So I was just hoping to talk
but
with the
you
ladies.
Understand, it's not just the people that are showing up here now. It's, I'm sure, 100 people in the community would like to know more and are not speaking up. So that's why I feel it should be public and recorded and reported in your minutes as well as on the web page. Why would you not want to discuss it in public?
It is being discussed in public.
Pardon?
It's been discussed at length this evening, and at a future meeting, I suspect it will be back before the board. But it is being discussed in public.
Okay, but I'm saying anything that is shared with privately, I think, should be public, not private. Thank you.
Is there anybody else that would like to offer public comment? Okay. All right, moving on to our first order of business this evening, which is the consent calendar. So if you've been at the back of the room, you can see that there are a number of items on this evening's consent calendar, and the board may tackle these items one at a time or as a whole. So This is at the board's discretion. Is there a motion to approve the items on this evening's consent calendar?
I move that the board accept the consent calendar items A through C as outlined in tonight's agenda.
Okay, is there a second? Okay. Motion has been made by Supervisor Wyckoff, seconded by Supervisor Zamuda. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the consent calendar is adopted this evening. Okay, moving on to our new business. The first order of business is requesting the authorization to advertise Ordinance 2024-07, amending Chapter 189, which is the taxation article of the occupation tax of the Derry Township Code of Ordinances, and it's reaffirming and levying on occupation tax and amending certain provisions. Mr. Crispin and Mr. Armstrong, if you wouldn't mind giving us a background on this agenda item.
Certainly. Thank you, Madam Chair. As the board will recall, there had been some concerns raised with language within the occupation tax ordinance itself, and through some discussions with Keystone Collections and the Township Solicitor's Office, they are recommending that the township consider amending its occupation tax ordinance, and that proposed ordinance is before you this evening. What it includes is really two separate things. It includes a stronger definition of what an occupation is, and this definition combines really a Supreme Court description of occupation tax from the decision of Crossan versus Downingtown Area School District, and a definition that's contained within the Black's Law Dictionary. Additionally, it closes a loophole for an exemption within the ordinance. And at this point, unless there are questions from the board, it's in a position tonight to be advertised, to be considered at a public hearing at a future meeting. And in this case, it would be Tuesday, November 26th.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Crispin. Mr. Armstrong, did you have anything additional to add?
No. The intent of this is, you've always had an occupation tax on the books. The intent of this is to clarify some of the provisions associated with the exemption in the occupation definition itself.
Okay. Is there any board or any comments or questions? Okay. Seeing that there's no comments or questions, I'll offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors authorizes the administration to advertise proposed Ordinance 2024-07, amending Chapter 189, Taxation, Article Occupation Tax of the Derry Township Code of Ordinances, reaffirming and levying an occupation tax and amending certain provisions governing the occupation tax for consideration at the Board's November 26, 2024 meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Is there any comments or concerns? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, hearing no opposition, the motion passes unanimously. Okay, moving on to B, the consideration of approving a collective bargaining agreement between the Township of Derry and AFSCME Council 90 and Local Union 2944 for fiscal year 2025 through fiscal year 2027. Mr. Crispin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As the board's aware, our current collective bargaining agreement between the Township and AFSCME is set to expire December 31st of this year. The township's bargaining team was comprised of supervisors, former Supervisor Abruzzo now, and Supervisor Nutt, myself, Assistant Manager Jackson, Cheryl Lantz, and David Hobbig from Community Development. We met throughout the summer to negotiate a successor collective bargaining agreement, and what's in your packet this evening represents the tentative agreement that was approved by the association by an affirmative vote of 16-5. That vote was held Wednesday, October 16th, and it's now in a position for the Board of Supervisors to approve it for final ratification. The highlights of the proposal are, it is a three-year deal covering 2025, 26, and 27. The general wage increase is set at 9%, 0%, and 0% in 26 and 27. Longevity payments will increase by $125 per step. Healthcare benefits remain with Capital Blue, with new vision and dental plans being provided through the township's broker, Benicon, at a cost that's equivalent to its current carrier, Loomis. The net change in compensation cost total for the contract for 2025 is $276,000, $276,332.76. In 2025, it's $16,185.71, and in 2026, $19,488.78. I am recommending that the Board of Supervisors approve and ratify this new collective bargaining agreement this evening. I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Crispin. Does the board have any questions for Mr. Crispin? Okay, if there are no questions, is there a motion to approve the contract?
I'll make a motion that the Board of Supervisors approve and ratify the new collective bargaining agreement with AFSCME.
All right, thank you, Supervisor Zumita. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Any questions or comments? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, and the motion passes unanimously. Okay, our next order of business is the request of a closure of North Hockersville Road from Old West Chocolate Avenue to Hershey Park Drive from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, November 9th for the National Intercollegiate Running Club Association Cross Country Championships that are going to be held on the grounds of the Hershey Entertainment Complex. Chief Warner.
Thank you, Madam Chair. All events of this nature which require state road closures must be approved by the Board of Supervisors. The National Intercollegiate Running Club Association Cross Country Championships is scheduled for Saturday, November 9th, 2024, on the grounds of Hershey Entertainment Complex. The design of the course has runners crossing North Hockersville Road two times during each race. For the safety of the runners and spectators, Hershey Entertainment Complex Safety and Security has requested the closure of North Hockersville Road. As part of the closure, they will be placing appropriate road closure signs and barricades, and will also staff each closure point. They will also post variable message boards on North Hockersville at least 5 days in advance of the event to warn motorists who routinely use this roadway that it's going to be closed down on that date. There's no impact to the department or the township as far as resources, and this is the same closure that they do for the high school cross country championships, antique auto, so they're pretty well versed at things and have things pretty well down pat.
All right, thank you, Chief Warner. Are there any questions from the board about this road closure? All right, with no questions, I'll offer a motion that the township close North Hockersville Road from Old West Chocolate Avenue to Hershey Park Drive, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, November 9th, 2024, for the National Intercollegiate Running Club Association Cross Country Championships being held on the grounds of HENR. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Supervisor Zumita. Any additional comments or concerns? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, and with that, the motion passes unanimously. And another road closure. This is a request to close Route 743 from State Route 422 to Caracas Avenue at the eastbound right straight through and right turn lanes of State Route 422 from Linden Road to State Route 743 for the opening ceremony of the Veterans Memorial on November 11th, 2024 at 10 a.m. Chief Warner.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In order to facilitate safety for the guests, attendees, and participants of the opening ceremony of the Veterans Memorial at the east side of Chocolatown Square Park, it will be necessary to limit motor vehicle traffic around the site of the event. It is proposed that State Route 743 from State Route 422 to Caracas Avenue be closed in the eastbound, right straight through, and right turn lanes of State Route 422 from Linden Road to State Route 743 be closed off. The left straight through lane will still be open eastbound on 422 for the flow of traffic in that area. The closure is slated to take effect at 10 a.m. and it will remain in effect until the end of the event and the clearing of pedestrians from the roadway, which will be approximately around 1 to 1:30 p.m. We will have traffic control points staffed by Derry Township Police personnel. We're gonna try to make some scheduling adjustments if available to reduce the impact on the budget.
Okay, thank you, Chief Warner. And are there any, I guess I first would like to say that I know we are going to get it out to the community. All of the community is invited to join us for this presentation. Hopefully we have a beautiful day like we do today, but we would like to invite the entire Derry Township to be out to see the beautiful renovations and the new memorial. And all that information will hopefully be in the Sun and also on our social media channels, but everyone is invited to join us that day. So with that, are there any questions about the closure? Okay, is there a motion to close the road?
I move that the request to close State Route 743 from Route 422 to Caracas and eastbound right straight through and right turn lanes of 422 from Linden to State Route 743 for the opening ceremony of the Veterans Memorial at Chocolate Town Square Park on Monday, November 11, 2024 at 10 a.m. along with the associated road closures be hereby approved.
Okay. Motion made by Supervisor Wyckoff. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Any additional comments or concerns? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. And hearing everyone approve, the motion is approved unanimously. And another road closure. So moving on to E, this is a request for closure for the Hershey's New Year's Eve celebration, which will be held on December 31st, 2024, and will continue into January 1st, 2025. Chief, back to you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's hard to believe that New Year's is just around the corner. The main state roadway affected by the event is State Route 422 from Homestead Road to Hockersville Road. It will also affect State Route 743 from Hershey Park Drive to State Route 322. However, the size and magnitude of this event will involve other state roadways such as 322 as stated and State Route 39 for detour routing. If the board approves this event, PennDOT will be contacted for permit approval. This event should last approximately 16 hours, 10 a.m. on the 31st to 3 a.m. on the 1st in 2025. That includes stage setup, which is the first portion of the close down. Park Avenue will be closed down. They'll set up the stage. Then we go into another phase where we'll start closing down some of the main routes in and around the event location, and then full closure a little bit later. The start time for the event itself is approximately 7:30 p.m. It will involve a yet to be determined amount of overtime for the police department and public works department. Scheduling adjustments for police may be made and assistance from our entity partners used to reduce the budget impact for this event. We rely on Hershey Entertainment and Resorts to supplement security posture. And then we also have some other county sources that we pull in for this event. It's pretty large and a lot of shivering and cold officers at night. So.
All right. Thank you, Chief Warner. And I think that this is the 20th anniversary.
20.
So, yeah, it's kind of, yeah, it's hard to believe it's been happening for 20 years.
Maybe it'll be 70 degrees out.
Maybe.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you for the update on the road closures. Is there a motion to approve them?
I'll make a motion that the request to hold the New Year's Eve celebration in the square of Hershey on December 31st, 2024, along with the associated road closings, be hereby approved.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Corrado. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Supervisor Zamuda. Any additional comments, questions? Okay, I'm hearing none. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. And the motion passes unanimously. Okay. Finally, a non-road closure part of the agenda. So moving on to the adoption of decision for conditional use application number 2024-04 as filed by Peter Swolaski regarding establishing a short-term rental use at the property located at 950 May Street. And this, I think we had this just a couple weeks ago at a conditional use hearing. So I think we're all pretty familiar with the next two agenda items since we just We just looked over both of these conditional use applications recently. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Mr. Emmerich, for an update.
Thank you. So that application was filed on July 19th. The hearing was held on September 24th. The Derry Township Planning Commission at their meeting on September 3rd recommended that conditional use authorization be granted with conditions. Those conditions are included in the attached decision. The board is, of course, required to render a written decision within 45 days of the hearing. The attached decision prepared by Pat Armstrong, if adopted, would grant the authorization for the short-term rental use while attaching reasonable and ordinary conditions to its operation.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Are there any board questions for Mr. Emmerich on this conditional use application approval? Okay. Hearing none, I will make a motion that the decision for conditional use application 2024-04 is hereby adopted. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Any additional questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, and the motion passes unanimously. Okay, the next agenda item is very similar. It is the adoption of the conditional use application 2024-05 as filed by Jeffrey A. Fertig regarding establishing a short-term rental at the property located at 74 Sipe Avenue. And we had the conditional use hearing for the same at the same evening on the 24th of September. So, Mr. Emmerich, if you wouldn't mind giving us an update.
Sure. The Derry Township Planning Commission at their meeting on September 3rd, 2024, recommended that the conditional use authorization be granted with conditions. Those conditions are included in the attached decision. Here again, the board has 45 days to render a decision. The attached decision was prepared by Pat Armstrong, and if adopted, would grant the authorization for the short-term rental use while attaching reasonable and ordinary conditions to its operation.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Are there any questions for Mr. Emmerich on this conditional use approval? Okay, seeing as there's no questions, is there a motion to adopt the conditional use application?
I'll make the motion that the decision of conditional use application number 2024-05 is hereby adopted.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Corrado. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, seconded by Supervisor Zamuda. Any additional questions or comments? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, and the motion passes unanimously. Okay, the next item on our agenda is the preliminary final land development plan for Creekview Lawn and Landscapes, Plat 1394. And I know we've talked about this a couple of different times for hearings. So they are now here with their final land development plan. So, Mr. Emmerich, if you could provide some background.
Sure. Yes, you've seen this a few times now, partially as a conditional use for the uses proposed here, which is a non-retail and retail landscape and garden center. The board held its hearing on June 25th, 2024. And did grant the decision on August 13th, 2024 for the use of the property. You may recall that the applicant provided testimony that there will be no more than 10 employees coming to the property per day, that the regular hours of operation for the proposed landscaping garden center use will be 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 to 2 on Saturdays. However, they did mention that they do perform snow removal and that those operations will likely be outside of their regular hours. There was a traffic impact study submitted with the land development plan. That study showed that the use will result in 420 average weekday trips, with 19 trips occurring in the AM peak hour, 42 trips occurring in the PM peak hour, and 42 trips occurring in the Saturday midday peak hour. The report made no recommendations for transportation improvements. Stormwater for this project will be controlled on site through a conveyance system leading to an underground infiltration BMP. Also, part of getting this project through, the applicant did visit the Derry Township Zoning Hearing Board on October 11th, 2023, and was granted relief to allow landscaping material storage bins to be 30 feet from the right-of-way line, and also to allow minor grading encroachments into the sensitive environmental areas. There were a few waivers requested with this plan, as is somewhat typical. They requested a waiver for the location of all physical features within 250 feet. That'd be 250 feet, respectively, preliminary plan requirement versus final plan requirement. They asked for the same relief for contours around the site. They asked for relief from profiling existing utilities through the site. And in each of those cases, staff and planning commission are recommending that they be granted. There's a typo in our ordinance. Some people ask for this waiver, some don't. The ordinance should say for profiles to be at a 1 inch equals 5 foot vertical. Ours says 50. They've asked for that waiver. We're, of course, recommending that. They've asked for a waiver from widening Bullfrog Valley Road. And in that case, Planning Commission and staff both recommended that waiver be granted. They asked for a deferment from widening Roush Road. And because there's some yet to be developed lands along Roush Road is why we were looking for a deferment rather than a waiver. And the Planning Commission and staff are recommending that that deferment be granted, subject to the owner entering into our standard declaration of covenants, which would require the widening of the road in the future if deemed necessary by the township. The same type of declaration and covenant is recommended to address the curbing along Bullfrog Valley Road and Roush Road, which would be deferred pending that agreement. And also sidewalks along Bullfrog Valley Road would be deferred pending a similar agreement. We are at a point of recommending approval of plat 1394 conditioned upon the 16 items listed in my staff comments and as well as approving the waivers and deferments.
All right, thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Do board members have any questions for Mr. Emmerich on the Creekview land development plan? Yeah, I feel like we've really talked to them a lot about this plan over the last summer, and they've done a lot of, they've been very helpful in making some changes that we wanted to have made through the process. So thank you for doing that. I think we're all pretty comfortable with what you've brought to us. So
I just want to make sure the deferrals for the road widening, curbing, and sidewalk, is there any security, any financial security being posted, or is it simply the declaration of covenants?
It'll just be a declaration of covenant.
Okay.
Okay. Seeing as there's no questions from board members, is there we need to do two motions, one for the waivers and deferments, and a second motion to approve the plan. Is there a motion for waivers and deferments?
I'll make that motion that the waivers and deferments are granted from the Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance, Chapter 185, as noted in the explanation section of this agenda item for the preliminary and final land development plan for Creekview Lawn and Landscape, plat 1394.
All right, thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, thank you, Supervisor Corrado. Is there any additional questions or comments on the waivers and deferments? Okay, hearing none, all in favor of approving the waivers and deferments, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the waivers and deferments are approved. Now we need a second motion on the plan approval. Is there a motion to approve the plan?
I move that the preliminary final development plan for Creekview Lawn and Landscapes, plat 1394, is approved, subject to compliance with items 1 through 16 in the department head recommendation section of the agenda item.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Wyckoff. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Any questions or concerns about the plan? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, and the plan is approved unanimously. All right, our last item of new business this evening is the consideration of the Hold Harmless Agreement to issue building and zoning permits for the structures associated with the preliminary final land development plan for Cocoa Packs, plat 1379. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Board of Supervisors did approve plat 1379 October 24th of 2023, and the plan was recorded June 4th of 2024. Cocoa Packs has been working on getting public water to the site. This area, the township, as you can see on the map that I have shown, the projects proposed in this area, is not in the Water Service District of Pennsylvania American or Veolda Water, even though both systems serve other properties in the area, as can be seen on the water supplier service area map. As a result, Pennsylvania American Water petitioned the PUC to have the area included in their service area. However, Veolda has opposed the petition, causing complex hearings. While this has gone on for some months now, we had been reluctant to issue the building and zoning permits until the water issue was resolved, especially since the existing building will be sprinklered. We are confident that the site will be served by public water, but by who and when is not known. The last hearing was Wednesday of last week. In order to keep their project moving, Copepex and Hershey Trust Company have in principle agreed to execute the attached hold harmless. Pat, I got some changes that were recommended by Hershey Trust today. So any approval of this hold harmless would be contingent upon it meeting Pat's satisfaction. I'm suggesting that the board accepts the hold harmless agreement once executed and thereby enables community development to release the building and zoning permits for the improvements associated with the preliminary final land development plan for Copepex.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. So this is basically just a matter of proximity of where this is located that this issue is happening. That's crazy.
That is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, crazy.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any questions for Mr. Emmerich on this issue?
Yeah, Chuck, for my own edification, what was the reason for Veolda's opposition to this?
They wanted it in their service area.
Wait a minute, what?
So they would like the site in their service area.
So they're negotiating with Pennsylvania American Water?
With the PUC.
With the PUC.
PUC? Okay.
So if...
Above my pay grade.
And in the meantime, Copepex is stranded because of this, because we should have water permitting for issuing a building permit. In this case, I'm pretty assured that, and with the hold harmless, I'm pretty sure that they will have water. We just don't know from him.
I just wanted to make sure that the opposition wasn't for a reason we should be considering or shouldn't be considering, but it's not. So.
And from what I'm hearing, they are getting close to reaching the end.
Yeah, the real risk is they proceed, they build the building, and they still don't have public water service, and we're not going to issue a certificate of occupancy if they don't have service. Mm-hmm.
That's
the risk that they're really moving forward with.
I'll say again, especially with a sprinkler building.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dumb.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Any additional questions? Okay. Let's go. Okay.
I'll make a motion that this board accepts the signed hold harmless agreement that thereby enables the release of the building and zoning permits for the improvements associated with the preliminary final land development plan for Copepex, plat 1379.
All right, thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Wyckoff. Any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, and with that, the motion passes unanimously. All right, so that wraps up our new business on this evening's agenda, and that moves us to our supervisor, board, and committee reports. So I'd like to start on the left with Supervisor Zamuda.
With your favorite supervisor.
My favorite.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair and I both had a transportation ad hoc committee meeting this morning, and aside from regular business discussed, we had a year-end review of the Hershey Entertainment Company's events and any improvements that could have been made to pedestrian safety. We think they did generally a good job. Always open to suggestions. They're continuing to try to alleviate pedestrian traffic and avoid pedestrian mishaps. DTMA, the Ridge Road project, is still on schedule to start early next year. We also discussed grants, signal upgrades, ADA upgrades. And as we previously discussed several months ago about the signaling at 422 and Ridge Road, that we're going to have a four-way stop and no turn on red. That is coming soon. by the end of the year. And some good news that the pedestrian crossing lights were installed at Fishburne and Hartley. So I hope you all get a chance to get out there and use them. That's all I got.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yep.
All right, Supervisor Pirato.
No reports.
Okay. Supervisor Giovanello.
No reports.
Okay. Supervisor Wyckoff.
I have no reports this evening. Thank you.
Okay. In addition to the transportation group that met this morning, which Supervisor Zamuda already gave that report, we also had an ICDA meeting. So Supervisor Giovanello and I were at the ICDA meeting last week, and our business was to approve some updates to the Giant Center that come out of their capital improvements fund. So those were my only meetings since our last township supervisor meeting. So moving on to our departmental reports, we'll start down with Chief Warner.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a couple things. So we've had a couple of things that have kind of drawn some public outpouring. One was the road raid incident where the off-duty university campus officer was struck by the other driver in that road rage incident. We're learning that the off-duty officer was attempting to stop that individual to prevent them from doing any harm to anybody else. And watching the video, it's very hard to watch the person accelerate and directly hit that officer. So due to some really good investigative work and a lot of technology that was available in that investigation, we were able to track that person down. He lives in Tennessee. We just put the arrest post out today with his mugshot. So hopefully he will be held accountable for that incident. The lieutenant that was struck, he is still hospitalized, but he is stable. He's got a lot of injuries to recover from, but he's at least stable at this point. And the other incidents that have been happening are the fraud scam calls that people have been getting throughout the township. There was a news piece that was done on it today. We put some stuff out on our social media feeds. The township did as well. We do not contact people for missing jury duty. I encourage everybody to attend jury duty. It is quite eye-opening, to say the least, and you will learn a lot about the criminal justice system. We don't contact people, and we have actually had these incidents happen throughout the year. They kind of come in waves. And when we started getting some of these towards the beginning of the year, one of our detectives was in touch with the Attorney General's office. They have posters that they provided that we put at all the locations where you can purchase Bitcoin through machines. And it advises people, if you are being asked to purchase Bitcoin to pay off fines, to do those type of things, contact your police department and report it. So. Unfortunately, a couple people that have fell for the fraud, their banks were located outside the township. They went to the banks and went to the nearest Bitcoin machine that they could find, which was outside the township, and didn't get to see those posters. So I'm going to try to encourage the other departments around us and through Dauphin County to try to post at Bitcoin machines as well. It seems to be the popular method right now to scam people. So just wanted to touch on those two things. And if anybody has any questions, if they think they have a question of who's calling them, please call into our department so they can verify it.
Well, thank you, Chief, for being proactive with those signs. And are they spoofing the township's number?
Yeah, it comes up as Derry Township Police Department.
Sorry, oh my gosh, number. Okay. Yes.
Sometimes they have an officer's name from our department that they use.
Oh my.
Sometimes not. But
did you
get the Bitcoin? I called the police department. I'm like, I don't know if this is accurate. Like, now it's a spoof, but forget it. But it comes up with the Derry Township Police Department, 531. I'm like, What the hell did I do?
Was it? Was it for jury duty? Was it for jury duty or parking tickets?
Jury duty.
Because the parking tickets might actually.
The judge is being lenient by giving me some space. Just wire $100,000. Something like that. I'm exaggerating $100,000. Some kind of number. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah. Some of these folks are getting scammed out of amounts anywhere from $5,000 to $15,000. So they don't.
I had to go for 3 to 5 minutes. He didn't stop.
Wow.
I'm just going to call the police department. I'll call you back.
Well, thank you, Chief, for that update. And Becky, are we getting that out on all our social medias to let people know? Okay, excellent. Okay. All right, Mr. Sassaman.
I have nothing for this evening. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Clark, it's nice to see you. It's good to see you. Do you have a report tonight?
Leaves are the word of the day, month. That's about it. And we've been helping out with the Veterans Memorial as needed to try and move that along.
Yes, and thank you to your department and to the fire department for watering it and making sure that the grass sticks. So thank you to both of your groups. Mrs. Jacobine.
Thank you. Garth, we'd be happy to post one of those posters in the library if you'd like to send one over. Yeah. The Hershey Area Art Association is going to be hosting their art show at the library on October 25th and 26th. You're going to have a lot of local authors exhibiting their work. We also are excited to show voting for our pumpkin decorating contest. I've seen some of the entries, and they are delightful. And that's from October 25th to the 30th. Every book you check out, you get an entry form. And then the teens can enjoy Bad Movie Club on Tuesday, October 29th. I think the current vote is for Five Nights at Freddy's, which is a truly awful movie. And I feel very sorry for them for having to watch it, but we'll provide them with pizza. And then on October 31st, we have Trick or Treat Story Time at 10:15 and 1:15, where the preschoolers can come and trick or treat in the library in case they don't do it at night.
That sounds like fun.
Lots of fun this week.
You always have fun stuff planned. Okay, Ms. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The week has finally come for our 76th annual Hershey Halloween Parade, which will be this Thursday, October 24th, beginning at 7 p.m. Just a reminder of the route. So we will start at the community center. We'll turn right onto Cocoa, left onto Elm, right onto Ridge, right onto Chocolate, and back to Cocoa Avenue. We are asking that all parade spectators stay on the sidewalks for their own safety and to keep the roadways clear for floats and parade participants to get by. We've also doing a little switch up with the candy this year for distribution for our parade, the people who are in the parade. They will be picking up the candy at the community center main entrance instead of as they exit. We're hoping this gives more of a balance to all of the floats and people throughout the parade route as well.
All right, thanks, Ms. Walker. And I noticed, too, that there are some, like, rules of the road for the parade,
yes.
Like a list of things that we want people to be aware of when they're going. We know we've heard from people. We saw it ourselves last year with people running into the roads and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I think that those have been making their way out through our social media channels and our police department channel just to remind people, like, keep a hold of your child, you know, make sure that they're not running into the streets.
Yes.
And,
That will be, it was posted in the e-news last week, and then it will go out on Thursday again as a reminder on social media.
Okay.
But yes, keeping the roadways clear, keeping yourself and your children on the sidewalks. It's very dark in some areas. We do our best to put light trailers and use other roadway lights and things, but it can be dark at times, so just to be aware of your surroundings. The candy will be distributed to you from the people walking with the parade, and also just to pick up any of your belongings afterwards, candy wrappers, chairs, things of that nature as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, Mr. Stump.
No transportation report tonight.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Emmerich.
We will not be trick-or-treating in community development this year. I have nothing more this tonight.
Okay. Mr. Jackson.
You touched on it earlier. We're nearing the completion of the new Veterans Memorial, so we're getting excited for that dedication ceremony on Veterans Day. So like you said, we'd like to welcome all the community members and especially our Gold Star families.
And I think that you're putting together like a list to try to get out to everyone, hoping that we can get some folks, if there's families that are still in the community, making sure that they know about it and encouraging them to attend and letting us know that they'll be there if they're able to make it on the 11th.
Correct. So we're hoping to get something out in the Sun in a press release that says that, once again, we want to welcome all community members, but especially if we have some Gold Star families, it would be great to have them in attendance.
Okay. Thank you so much. Sure. It does look, it looks really nice.
We're really excited.
Yeah, it looks really nice. Okay. Mr. Christman.
Nothing further, Madam Chair, just to report that the Christman kids are very excited about the Halloween parade, so we're looking forward to it. So thank you.
Okay. All right, so with the reports being completed, it's now time we can open up for another round of visitor and public comment. If there's anyone that's here that would like to offer public comment, just again, your name, your address, and under 3 minutes, please.
This is a good comment. You don't have to be upset. I want to thank the board for moving on the Cocoa Packs project. This is a project I'm not sure many of you are familiar with, but for the past 4 years has been meeting at the Spring Creek Church, distributing food packets to kids and our senior citizens that are in need. I'd like to invite you all out tomorrow, if you can make it, stop in and take a look at our volunteers. Most of them are my age and older, and they've been doing this, like I said, for 4 years in the rain, in the snow. So I think it's great that we finally got this approved. And the holdup, you know, again, children's play. But I'd like to particularly acknowledge Christine Drexler. She's the driving force behind this project. She started out years ago when we had maybe like 2% of the kids in Derry Township needed some type of food assistance on the weekend. I think we're now up to, what, 20%, 25%, went from 200-something to over 1,000 now. So I think it's a very good program, and it's free to the community, and we encourage, if you know of somebody that could benefit from this project, this is all donated by the local giant Trader Joe's businesses in the community, so we're all pitching in to help the particular needs right now with the economy and expenses. So I'd like to invite you all to come out tomorrow if you can. Stop in from 10:30 to 5:30. We'd appreciate it. Thank you.
I would like to offer an additional public comment this evening.
Hi, Tracy Brown, 319 Park Avenue. I just want to thank you for being proactive with the Halloween parade. I've done this for maybe 20 years with my kids and, you know, as a participant or as a spectator. So safety is always, you know, very important to me. So thank you for that. And welcome to the new supervisor. I wasn't here for Mr. Brusso's last meeting, but I do want to just thank him for his service. He was always very responsive and good with communication. And thank you, Mrs. Knott, for taking the reins with that. So.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Okay. Is there any additional public comment? Okay. Seeing as no one is moving towards the podium, we will end this opportunity for visitor public comments. And our last order of business for this evening is adjournment. So is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Supervisor Giovanello. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, and with that, this evening's meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.